Good morning. I'm Jennifer Golden, and I want to talk to you today about love. And I did not know Kibbe's sermon before I wrote this. Because when you get right down to it, there is nothing that is more important than love. When Chuck and I and our 5 and 6-year-old daughters first walked into the common room for coffee on a cold Sunday morning in January of 2001, having been encouraged by longtime friends Tucker and John Murphy, we were welcomed with a big smile and a warm handshake from Tracy Mackle. What I could not have known was that that was the first face of love, and that the warmth and sense of community that I felt that day at First Pres would have a profound impact on my life. Over the 16 years my family has attended this church, many people have asked me why we continue to call this church our church home and why we bother to make Sunday mornings here a family priority. I have always said how much I love my church friends of all ages and backgrounds that I have met on committees or recognizing them in Walter Stewart and saying hello because of our common bond. This church has been where our children played sardines and ate pizza in youth group and sang in the children's choir, the place where Chuck and I were both active volunteers, from Sunday school teachers, mission trip chaperones, ushers, greeters, and elders. We always felt that we got back so much more than we gave. Throughout these years, I could envision my daughters getting married right here in this sanctuary, but what I never saw coming was planning my dear husband Chuck's memorial service. As some of you may know, my beloved Chuck died tragically this past June. He was suffering from the beginning stages of early onset Alzheimer's and chose to take his life, believing with a confused mind that he was sparing us and himself from years of unbearable hardship. On that devastating day, Paul Gilmore was one of the first to arrive at my home to be with Whitney, Perry, and I as we began this long path of sorrow, grief, and healing. Paul was there on and off for days, ministering to my extended family and friends who just needed to talk. Those first days are a blur, but what I do remember are the faces of love that showed up with hugs, food, wine, and prayers. Not only Paul and Kibbe, but also George Bennington, Tom Nisley, Dee Dee Bartlett, and Glenn Mierendorf, to name only a few. These church friends became faces of love that buoyed us in our time of tremendous need. Days later, this sanctuary had to be changed over from our summer worship configuration to a sanctuary that would hold over 700 people for Chuck's service. I was told that dozens of volunteers, many of whom are probably here today, just showed up to help move chairs, hymnals, and Bibles. The day of the service, Denise Reel was here handling the arriving flower arrangements. Cindy Hagopian oversaw the guest books. All of this I was told weeks later, and now I know these were all more faces of love. This summer, as I was trying to envision this new life, the faces of love continued. Long walks with Julie Hoffman, a book from Ruth Laird, a visit with Andy Pettigene, coffee on my patio with Mary Thies and Chris Tate, and endless texts, emails, cards, and letters from this congregation sending prayers of love, encouragement, and support. It has now been almost 4 months since Chuck was sitting right over there. Your prayers have lifted me as well as my daughters, my mother, sister, brothers, nieces, and nephews, so that we have had the strength to carry on. I'm sure you're wondering now why I'm standing up here telling you my story. Here's the reason. This is the time of year when we need to think about how we can give back to our church of our time, talents, and resources. I would be lost without this church and all of you. So please, consider giving generously this year and get involved. You will get to know so many amazing, loving faces, and it will have a profound impact on your life too. This church family is about love and compassion, about community and kindness, about hope and faith, about supporting each other through the worst of times because we know there will be joy again. I pray that none of you have to go through the tragedy I have faced this summer. However, life is hard and sad. Lord knows there is so much tragedy and natural disaster in our world that is difficult to process. But one thing I know for sure, this place right here, the people sitting around you, this is a place of love. And when you face times of despair, this community of faith will be here for you. Oh, and so this isn't all doom and gloom. We Presbyterians are also really good at celebrating the good stuff together. So let's ring the bell on Sundays for new grandchildren being born. Greet each other in town with a smile and a how are you today? Raise a glass to friendship at the next icebreaker and hug Paul on your way out this morning. Because life and this place, my friends, is truly all about love. And I'm eternally grateful.